Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm going to start with you, Carol. My goodness.
Okay.
28th annual Parkinson's Unity Walk.
Yeah.
After 2 years of virtual and everyone, you know, we all had to pivot and reimagine and all of that. What did it feel like to say this year we can come back in person?
You know, it's so interesting. Every time I tell somebody about the 28th walk, I take in person and make it capitals.
Yeah.
Yes. And I mean, that's one of the biggest things is that we are back and we are in person. And I'll tell you about some of the programs, but we really want people to know that we are trying to do everything we can, Sharon, to make people feel more comfortable. The booths are farther apart. We have seating sections that are farther apart. We have masks for people. We have sanitizing stations. We're doing everything we can, even though we are outside, to make people feel more comfortable coming back to the park.
Because I can imagine that for this community, when 2 years ago this all happened and we thought we could, you know, we'd be probably okay by April.
Right.
They are immunocompromised. So
right.
you had to pivot.
Right. And we did, and we did the best we could, and people were so wonderful. They donated those 2 years, and we did education and virtual that we had never done, you know, on our website. And, you know, they were so wonderful. Our people said, listen, when we come to the park, you tell us it's one-stop shopping. There's almost everything there that we'll need for our Parkinson's journey. Now that we're not in the park, we want you to do the same thing for us on the website. We want that journey on the website. Right. So that's what we tried to do.
And later on, we're going to go into a little bit more detail about what will happen on that day. But Donna, can you walk us through your Parkinson's journey? Because I know Maymay has taught me it's a Taylor disease and everyone is different. What was your journey, diagnosis on what has happened? Tell us about that.
12 years ago. My husband noticed that one arm was not moving. So, of course, I went online and it came up with Parkinson's. My father had Parkinson's, but he was diagnosed way in his 80s. And I, you know, was much younger. And sure enough, and you know what? I'm okay.
Did you know where to go for help?
Yes, I know where to go for help. Because when I worked for Donna Karen, and Donna Karen's lawyer was Susan Bressman's husband. I don't know if we know Susan.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So I called David and I said to David, I think I need help with Susan. And he said, you know, she's very specific in what she does. I said, yes, I think I have Parkinson's. He said, I'll get her on the phone.
So how did your family, tell us about your husband, your family. How did they take the news? How did they, and how are they helping you?
They hover. They, you know, everybody, you know, it's too much hovering, but it's annoying, actually. But at the beginning, actually, none of us took it seriously. And then we realized how serious it is. But they, you know, my husband's terrific. He's a great caregiver. It's a hard job.
So I know that, Maymay, you've always told me how important family is and how they should treat the person who is going through this journey. Tell me from your personal experience, how do families cope? What's your advice to families who are now the caregivers, the supporters? Tell me what role they play.
Well, I think first and foremost, being understanding Parkinson's, there are many different aspects of it, from symptoms to how to deal with symptoms to that family member's psychological state of mind, their emotional state of mind about getting the disease, how disease is like a journey in and of itself. It changes over time. When my family began to educate ourselves, read books about it, you start to realize that there are things you can do. There are things that when my father had it, he can do, that we can do, that can improve his daily life, things day to day. How to communicate with him better, how to help him with things he's going through at home, different therapies, exercises, so many aspects of PD. And once you educate yourself on it, not only does it make life easier and more doable, it's like a light switch that turns on. Like, you know, we can live with this, you know, he can live with this. And a lot of people, you know, they get a disease and they just don't know what's to come. And so to educate yourself, put yourself within the Parkinson's community, go to support groups. You're always learning. It's always a learning curve around the corner. But it's a learning curve that assists you. It assists your family, it assists the person with Parkinson's in making your life as normal as you can make it, you know? So education is really key. Sometimes people are afraid to find out things, but with this disease, the more you know, the better off you are. And educating the people that are close to your family and friends, you know, friends that may come over and visit me, and my dad was there. They knew what he was going through. So it's nothing shocking. It's nothing. No one's looking at my father oddly because they understand what Parkinson's is.
So Dawn, I'm going to go back to you. So there were some things that your husband did in support of you and your brother. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yes. Exercise, as far as I'm concerned, is the most important part of this whole thing. It really gets you through it. And I started going to boxing classes. And I think every Parkinson's patient is unique and different. And everyone has differences. You meet one Parkinson's patient, you meet one Parkinson's patient. So are you understanding me? Because my voice is not.
Yes, yes.
So my brother was in the Garmin Center. He wasn't happy there. He started training me and one-on-one and boxing. And with that, I did feel much better. Everything, you know, listen, it's there. It's going to always be there. But you got to fight it. Literally, you have to fight it. You can't allow it to get you down. And then they really helped. And I walk, and it's 12 years later. I mean, I gave up, you know, running. I don't run anymore, but I walk, I box, I go to the gym. And it's a big difference. Unfortunately, I know a lot of people that have Parkinson's. Why? I was at a dinner table last week. Six people, three had Parkinson's.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Last night I went out with another couple. She has Parkinson's. Friends of mine, husband and wife, both have Parkinson's. I mean, I don't know if it's a genetic gene or most of these people from Long Island or environmental. I mean, it's or a combination of both. I mean,
and yeah, Donna, as you were talking about boxing, because Carol, you know, I've been to Unison Walk and I see them boxing on stage. And it's this wonderful thing that you have every year where you have, I don't know if Donna's up on the stage, but I see boxing.
Yeah. But yes. I mean, and everybody, some of them are in wheelchairs in boxing.
Yes.
I mean, yes. And I do it, you know, one-on-one because that's me. And I feel it's, you know, each patient is different. And it really helps you. It helps your head. It's empowering, and it helps your body. I mean,
so yes. Carol, tell me about that. Are they having boxing again this year? Bringing it back?
We are not only having boxing, but we have a wonderful gift this year, Sharon. There is a new organization/platform called Metaflix, and Donna has already been featured on this wonderful, wonderful platform. This is a platform that is going to look at diseases. What they really want is they want Metaflix to be a verb. You know, when you have a question, you Google.
Right.
Now, when you have a disease, and Parkinson's is the first one they tackle, they want you to Metaflix to find quality information. And the real kicker here is that anything that is up on Metaflix about Parkinson's disease will have been vetted 100% by a movement disorder specialist. So people know when they go to that site, it's absolutely quality information. And we are so fortunate this year. They are coming up to the walk. They will be there. They're going to be doing interviews that we schedule, and they are going to live stream the walk across the globe. The fact that that will just, after these 2 years, elevate the awareness and education across the globe is just such a gift. That will be on our website, unitywalk.org, and will also be on the Metaflix website for a whole year.
I was going to ask, everyone may not feel comfortable yet going back out, even though it's outdoors into a crowd. So they have the option that they can now do it virtually.
Absolutely. It's going to be a hybrid this year. So we're going to do hybrid, we're going to do virtual, and we're also going to do in person. Mammy and I just did a little PSA telling everybody what it was going to be virtual, but we will be on that band shell welcoming everyone at 8:30 on Saturday, April 23rd.
And Mamie, you've been this ambassador for quite a while. What makes you keep coming back? What makes you want to be that ambassador? And what changes have you seen over the years?
You know, I love the people at the walk. I love the Parkinson Alliance. I love Carol. I mean, it's a great group of people who are sincere about research. And what I've noticed, I was telling this to Carol, I think a year ago, from the first time I got there to now, people seem healthier, like they seem more fluid and mobile and energized. And I think with the research on exercise has really gotten through to people. And it just seems like people are just more there. I could tell people are exercising more. It just seems like as a group, people seem healthier with their Parkinson's. That's what I noticed. Also, it's becoming more diverse. I could tell more people of different ethnic backgrounds and races and cultures are learning about the walk. So you're seeing more diversity out there, which is wonderful. You want this information to get to everyone because there are health disparities in our country. So you want to make sure, you know, people have all, everyone has access to this great event. And, the goal is to work ourselves out of an event, you know, yeah. But it's just such a great place to unite with family members, to support friends and family, come together and ask anything you want to ask and be around people who understand what you're going through. And it's a very warm, engaging, heartfelt event. It's a beautiful event.
Donna, how did you become involved with this walk? And I hear you have a team. Tell us about your team.
Strike Club. Can you see my t-shirt?
I can't see, but
yes. You know, we have a team and they're fabulous. And we got involved with it because I was diagnosed. And right after I was diagnosed, we read about the walk. My brother went and volunteered. And from there, that's how we got involved. You know, he volunteered. And then from there, we were in history.
And then who's on your team? How many people are on your team?
Oh, I have a lot. I have a lot of people. I have a co-captain who also has it, Carol Meyer. And we, actually we met through the boxing and became friends. It's a small little community.
What are you looking most forward to at the Parkinson's Unity Walk? What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to making a lot of money. And that's the only
very good job.
And Carol, I know there are a lot of things going on. Can you tell us some other events that we're going to see this year?
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting. Remember, Sharon, when we were before this pandemic, we were going to go over and we were going to talk to that wonderful doctor who's a movement disorder specialist and a certified Rocksteady boxing coach.
Yes.
I just confirmed a Zoom interview with her. We're going to have her on the website, so she's going to be virtual. We're also going to put her on the live stream because her group is coming over to do another demo on stage. And another thing that we're doing this year, you know, a lot of people are into, this is all around exercise. A lot of people do Tai Chi. We have a wonderful gentleman at Tai Chi group that we're going to do this year. And two nights ago, we sent the camera crews and the Metaflix interviewers to a ping pong tournament with two people who have Parkinson's who are national champions around the globe. So a lot of people are getting involved in Parkinson's. So you can certainly see this reinforces exactly what Maymay was saying. More types of exercise, you know, everyone wants something a little different, but it keeps them in much better shape. And now coming out of 2 years of the pandemic, it's going to be so important for people to get back out when they feel comfortable and get back out into those exercise programs.
And it's a one-stop shopping, as we've said before, so people have can go to the different booths and find and get information that they need.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And maybe as I asked Donna, what are you looking forward to most?
I'm looking forward to meeting new people, seeing new faces, seeing old friends. You know, you learn, you meet over the years and now you're Facebook friends and just connecting with folks. You know, it's always, you know, you can just see their journey on their faces and just, you know, being there to support them, you know, and encourage them to keep going. And it's just all smiles, you know, it's probably the only event I go to where it's just, it's so loving. It's such a loving, warm event. And just really connecting with new and old people. Just
as soon as they see Maymay get off stage as her MC duties, it's just like throngs of people. Can we have your picture?
You know, I'm used to my dad with thousands of people surrounding him. It's nothing like him. It's easy for me.
She has that break from her father and she does it so well. And she is a gift, absolutely a gift to the walk. To have her as an ambassador and do the PR she does just gets us into places and recognition that we would never be able to do without her, Sharon. You know that. So we're very happy.
And I try to remind people with your organization, tell us about where the money goes directly, because your organization does things that others don't.
Now, I know since 1994, the very first walk, 100% of every dollar has gone directly to research. And today, even in the virtual world, we can still say that. And after, this is our 28th walk, and over those years since 1994, the walk has raised over $28 million for Parkinson's research.
Oh, that's fantastic, Carol. Are there any new therapeutics since the last 2 years since we've spoken over the last year? Is there anything new on the horizon that we should be aware of?
There are so many new therapies in the pipeline, and we're going to actually have some doctors and researchers who will be giving updates on that. But I think one of the most important things, L-DOPA, carbidopa, that was, you know, founded in the 1970s, it's still the gold standard, Sharon. But I think the key is, you know, for years we just had the pills and we call that a pulsatile effect. So you take the pill, you wait for it to get into your system. You're what we say, you're on for a while when it's working and then it washes out of your system and you got to wait again and then you take another pill. We now have several new delivery systems where it's not a pill. It's like 24-hour continuous delivery, whether it's a little pump, subcutaneous underneath the skin, they're very different versions of that. But when you can keep your plasma levels even and you don't have that pulsatile effect, it does such a great job of really lowering your symptoms. So it's still the gold standard and there's new therapies and new delivery systems every year. And every one of them, as you know, they're all different. You never know which one is going to be good for someone.
And Donna, since you are the person that is going on this journey, what makes you smile? You've had this diagnosis, but you're living your life. What makes you smile?
Absolutely. Just get up every day and I can move around and I can do what I want to do. And, and my family and my friends and everybody's very supportive.
Can you encourage someone that's just been diagnosed? Because some people may be.
Depends on a personality. Years ago, a friend of mine came to me and he said his wife, you know, was diagnosed and she lies in the bed and she doesn't get out of bed. And I speak to her? I spoke to her. you know what? She's still lying in the bed. You know, it's not everybody, and she's in a wheelchair. She doesn't have to be, but her head is not letting her do it.
And that's where family comes in too. That could be encouraging family and friends. You're surrounded by a lot of love.
Sharon, let me mention something. You know, I know we talk about this a lot, but especially during this pandemic, I talked to a lot of people who weren't sure they had the right diagnosis. And of course, I hooked them up with a movement disorder specialist rather than just a general neurologist or a primary care doctor. And I wish I really need to start recording some of these conversations, because even, you know, they get on the camera and the movement disorder specialist will watch them walk in their home and all that. But what they all said consistently was just being able to talk to a real specialist who understands my disease and what my options are. I have so much hope. And by the way, I now know I can have a life just by that phone call with talking to a specialist. So that's still, as they say, what's the first step? The first step has got to be that movement disorder specialist.
And your dad, Maymay, had hope. You guys were, he was surrounded by love. And you all were right there.
Yeah, and he didn't know really what he had for a long time. You know, it's the information on Parkinson's, it still was a lot of research to be done. And the word young onset Parkinson's didn't even exist. And I noticed symptoms in him when he was still fighting in his late 30s. So he was being told he had Parkinson's syndrome and the symptoms wouldn't progress, yet they were progressing, you know, weekly, monthly, you know. So he was kind of in the dark, which helped a little bit because he didn't panic about it. But he is an optimistic man, as everyone knows. He's been optimistic his whole life, and he you know, leaps over challenges pretty easily. And, you know, he took it in stride, and he's a man that believes in destiny and dealing with the cards he's dealt. And he kept pretty much stayed optimistic. So that helped. He helped us a lot. The way he handled it allowed us not to panic in many ways. You know, he was our hero, our leader. So
that's fantastic. I you know, another year back in person, you have virtual, you have back in person after 2 years, April the 23rd, the 28th Parkinson Unity Walk, and they can go on the website to get more information on registration and donation and all of that, right, Carol?
They can and go on unitywalk.org, or they can call toll free 866-789-9255. And it's Saturday, April 23rd, 72nd Street and the Bandshell in New York City, 8:30 to 12:30. Don't be late.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine. But we have a pretty good relationship with the weather gods, so I'm really not.
And I'm going to tell my meteorologist, make sure.
Yeah. An extra word in is great. We can use all the help.
Carol, Maymay, Donna, thank you so much for spending time with us and telling us about this important event talk about every year. We should never get tired of it. You know, never. It's like, I know it's every year, but it's so important because it's still out there and we still need to find much more therapeutics and all of that. So it's an important thing to talk about each year. Never get tired of it. And so many people are donating. And I love Carol. Every year I say 100% it goes to the purpose in which it was intended. And that makes people want to give,
right?
Because they know where it's going. So kudos to you and your team and this organization for doing that. Thank you, ladies. We'll see you.
Thank you.
Sharon, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.